The sermon this morning is based on the Old Testament reading from Jeremiah 23 and also our reading from Luke chapter 12. We think of God's warning to not listen to lies, to not listen to untruths, to listen to Him alone. I reread just verse 16 of Jeremiah 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Barrett gave me a better title. The traffic light is good. I put the traffic light, that is God's word, is real and means to keep us alive. The traffic light is good. The primary sin, the first sin, and the sin that's below all other sins, is to refuse to listen to God and to refuse to believe Him. Did you hear what might happen if you don't obey the traffic light? Was that the policeman pulling you over to get a ticket? Was that the emergency crew to get you out of a wrecked car? To not pay attention to the real traffic light is to lose the safety it can give, lose the help it can give, lose the direction it can give. You guys stop, you guys go. Now slow down, now you guys can go and you guys stop. If we say, I don't need that, we're going to have chaos. There were people in Jeremiah's day and people today, and in all ages, who do not want to listen to God's word, who change God's word, and discourage other people from paying attention and believing God's word. Jeremiah said, do not listen to the prophets of the prophets who prophesy you, filling you with vain hopes. Vain means worthless. Vain means empty. Vain can also mean sometimes looking at oneself above all things, selfish. Filling you with worthless, deceiving, selfish hopes. He says that they speak visions of their own minds, not of the mouth of the Lord. If someone would say there is no hell, that's just a make-believe story. Gee, is that really what God's word says? If there is no hell, I guess there's no evil, and I guess everybody is good. Or what are you even saying? Are you saying there's no evil so that all this is an illusion and everybody can just do whatever they want? There's no red light. There's no green light. It's just go however you want, whenever you want. This is, again, the primary sin is to not listen to the one who created all things good, to the one who knows how things should play out so that it's good, to not listen to his word. The serpent said to the woman in Genesis 3, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of the tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." Red does not mean stop. "For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." You can decide when it's green and you can decide when it's red. Don't worry looking at that stoplight. You can just decide to do whatever you want to do. You are master of yourself. And if we behave that way, now in our spiritual lives, in the way we live our daily lives, you may not hear that emergency siren. If we're blessed and God gives us a warning in this life before we die, we might be warned. But there is a judgment. You did green and said there was no red. You lived against God's will and you didn't care. Your own mind, your own thinking, your own teaching. Fine. And there is a judgment at the end. Jeremiah said in verse 17, "They say continually, 'Those who despise the word of God, it will be well with you.'" When people don't want to hear God's law and God's gospel, God's word, they like to hear a lot of things, but not words from God, then the word oftentimes for people miss, "Oh, don't worry, you're going to be okay. Don't worry, you can live like that. It's going to be okay. Don't worry, there's nothing to say you can't do that. Don't worry, you're in charge of your own life. Just don't worry." These nice, easy words. "Don't worry, there is no green, there is no red." And Jeremiah said to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, "No disaster shall come upon you. Don't worry." Or you might say, it is said to people, "Do and live however you want. You are like God to yourself. Make up your own way of thinking and rules. And whatever you think, it's always right." We Christians are tempted to live like that, and that is why we say at the beginning of services, "I have sinned, forgive me." Because we are tempted, and we do that as well. We forget God's way. We listen to the world too much. We listen to false teachers at times. And we forget God's teaching, what he has said to us. And we repent. We slow down. And we say, "I'm in the presence of a holy God in church with his word and with fellow Christians, and I've sinned. Forgive my sin. I am not always right. In fact, oftentimes, I'm not right." So we sin and we repent. And we know and we even repent of sins. "I don't even know all that I did wrong and all that I caused to go wrong. But I know I've done wrong. Forgive me." But there are many voices out in the world that says, "No, you don't have to repent. You can live like this and you can live like this and you can live like this and you can believe this and this and this and this and all is okay." That is just false prophecy. And it's around us all the time. somebody who claims to be a Christian, claims to be a church, and teaches against God's word, clearly, that person is a false prophet, period. There are truths in Scripture that are right, and that are true, and that are understandable. Our Lord Jesus met people like this in his ministry. He would do wonderful miracles. He would forgive people. He would raise people from the dead. He would heal people from leprosy. He did all these many things. And people said to him, "You're the devil." He faced people who were against him. He faced evil. We will too. When we stay with Scripture, we will face people who are against God's word. And so they will be against us. And remember that if somebody would make fun of you or belittle you or disregard you or make a judgment against you or whatever it may be, because you teach and believe God's word as the truth, yes, they're going against you, but they're going against God. We carry and bear God's word. And sometimes that comes down against us. Jesus said in the gospel reading, there will be divisions in families on account of him. This does not mean, oh, this guy is just a mean, cranky old guy and people don't like him and so forth. No, it's not that. There were divisions against him in society when he was good and forgiving and loving and merciful, and people were still against him. So there are divisions that happen in human societies and families because of faith in God's word. He did not promise a life of ease and agreement. Jesus did not promise everybody would agree with us for being Christian. Just the opposite. There would be opposition. There is opposition to the Christian faith because the Christian faith says, look, we need to listen to the Savior, the Son of God, and only him. His way of salvation. Not your way of thinking that I can do anything in life and I can be anything in life. No, the teachings of God's Son. That is salvation, and it's free. You don't have to buy it. But it's free. But it's his salvation. And he says in our gospel reading that he is looking forward to this baptism to be baptized with. He's talking about his death and the suffering that he is going to go through, and then his resurrection. How great is his distress until it is accomplished. But this accomplishing of this death and resurrection did not bring all agreement on earth. No. People have persecuted the gospel message of Jesus. Certainly, his first disciples right away faced persecution. So we face opposition, not agreement all the time. But it is his salvation, his word. Jesus red is red. Jesus yellow is yellow. His green is green. If we go differently, go contradictory to Jesus, there will be chaos. God's word teaches that sin is real. It's real in the world. It's real in our lives. To deny it or to change it or to say that doesn't matter, that's not right. It's real. God's word teaches that disobedience is real. Suffering, evil, and death is real. And God's word teaches that forgiveness and life in Christ are real. At every funeral that we have, a proper Christian funeral, we'll speak of our problems with sin and death and speak of the forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ. That's the truth. This death was real. We had Violet's funeral this past week, and Pastor Reb said, the retired pastor from Holgate, said to me after the funeral, he said, "Thanks for preaching Jesus. I've been to too many funeral services, I haven't even heard about Jesus." May that never be among us. It's real. Evil, sin, death, and forgiveness, and life everlasting, it's real. Red is red, yellow is yellow, green is green. If a person will say, this sin is just made up, make believe, it doesn't matter. Or if a person says, the Bible is old fashioned, it doesn't understand things anyway. Well, did Jesus die for nothing? There is no sin, there is no resurrection. If we say there is no sin, we make Jesus Christ himself out to be a liar. There is sin. There is struggle. There is the suffering of death. These are all realities. And he wants his death and resurrection to be a reality to us, to guide us, to slow us down, to stop us, to let us go and live as his people. These things are real, and we need God's help. John wrote in his first letter from the first chapter, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Sin is sin. Forgiveness is forgiveness. We stay with the teachings of Christ. We stay with the certainty of life. Dear friends, don't let anybody... Paul said, whether even if it's an angel from above in Galatians, don't let anybody, as Paul said in Galatians, don't let anyone bewitch you. God's word is truth. What he says is right, is right. What he says is wrong, is wrong. And what he says is forgiven, is forgiven. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, help us to listen to your word. Help us to understand its teachings for our lives. Help us to resist and throw away false teachings. Help us stay in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All these things we bring to you in his holy name. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.